Sherway, Northwest London, Monday, Chofches Ior, Mem Gimel Lo Oime, 10th of May, Harav Gesh and Duna Shlita, when did Rus become Jewish? This week's shiurim have been sponsored by us, the Torah friends of Reb David Silva Shlita, the Nishmas B'noi B'choyoi, Harav Echosit Nisa Moshe Zichron Levrocha, Ben Yibodel Lachaim Toivim, Yedideinu Reb David Michol HaKoin, Ner Yoavi Yizrach. Amokim Nachem Eschem, B'soch Shah, Avelisim V'Shloim, from all the members of Torah Way.
Good morning, everyone. Today I want to discuss quite an interesting topic as pertaining to when did Rus become Jewish. We know Rus was a famous Giorist, but the Shaila is, when did the Gior take place with various ramifications to Halacha? It's a complicated sugya, and there's a few different ways to learn it. I'm just going to propose one theory and say how that theory answers various questions, but again, there's Shivim Pod and the Torah, it's not so simple, this discussion. So we'll start off in the beginning of Megillas Rus. It brings down in Perik Aleph, Vahim Meshvayt HaShoyftim, there was a famine in the land, and a man went from Beit Lechem Yehuda to Moav, him and his wife and his two sons. The name of him, he was called Elimelech, Roshem Ishto in Naomi, and he had two sons called Machloin and Chilion. Then it says that Elimelech died, and all that was left was Naomi and her two sons. Then it says in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, Vayesu lohem noshim moyavios. Machla and Kilion took wives who were moyavios from Moav. Shema achas arpa, v'shema shenis rus. Okay, so here we have the first time the Pasuk referring to them as noshim moyavios. Now that itself is not a raya, dafka if they were at the time already Magai or they were still goyim. So there could be, one would think it means they were currently Moavios, but it could be no, they were women who were originally from Moav, and now they already became Jewish. However, says the Targum, V'avru al gzeiras memra da Hashem, they were over on a gzeira what Hashem wants, they took non-Jewish wives. Sounds like, at the moment, the Targum is learning the Pasuk that they were not Moavios of Mamish. Okay. Let's continue our investigation. Then unfortunately, Machla and Kilion pass away, and all that's left is Naomi and her two daughters-in-law, Rus and Orpah. And they left there, and Naomi says to her two daughters-in-law, you know what? Why are you staying with me? Why don't you both return to your land? Lechna, Shoevna, Ishala, Beizimah, they want to go back to their homeland, and they'll be much better off. Now, Kepshutoi, this is another raya that currently they were not Jewish. Because if they would be Jewish, it would be an outrageous thing for the mother-in-law. I know shvigas are not good at the best of times, but to suggest to your daughter-in-law that you should go off, go back to the Goyish people when you're a Yid, there's nothing more insulting than that. No, it's insulting. The Rambam brings it down, and I've always covered Perek Hey, Halach Aleph, Hamesis Echad Miyisrael, someone who tries to cause someone who's Jewish to go off, Bein Ish, Bein Isha, Harizan Iskal, it's a chi of Misa to cause a Jewish person to go away from the Yiddishkeit. And if you would learn that Naomi, that Rus and Arpa were already Jewish, then how on earth could Naomi be proposing they should go back to the Goyish nation that they came from? Okay, that's another riot. Next riot, the Targum Pasuk Hey brings down, why did Machpel and Kilion die? Says the Targum, Va'al da'ovdu al gzeiras memed Hashem, because they were over on a gezeira of Hashem. Ve'ezchatun ba'am menuchroin. And they married a nation they weren't supposed to. They died. Again, the Targum, Leshitosoi, saying that Rus and Naomi were not Jewish at the time of their marriage to Machloin and Kilion. Okay. Next. So Arpah, Taka listens to her, and Arpah goes off. And she says to Rus, you should also go off. And Rus said famously, no, wherever you go, I will go, wherever you live, I will live, wherever you will die, I will die. Beautiful. On that, a few things. So the Gemara in Yevamos, Mem Zion Beis, learns that from here, that when a ger is becoming a ger, we have to first, two things. First, we try and put them off, and secondly, we try to tell them various mitzvahs that there will be mechuyavin when they become Jewish, and the Gemara types it up into these psukim. The Gemara says that you told her, you know, when you become Jewish, you can't go out on Tchum Shabbos. And yes, you're limited to your 2,000 amos. To which Ruth replied, Ashatelchi Eilech, wherever you go, I will go. And then she said, you know, there's an Issa Yichud, that you can't sleep in a house with a man who's not your husband. And then she said, Kasher Talini Eilech, wherever you will sleep, I will go as well. And therefore I'll make sure never to over Yichud. And then she said, you know, our nation are Muvdal from Shah Amim, we are separate from all the nations of the world. And we have 613 mitzvahs. To which she said, Amcha Ami, your nation will be my nation. She said, you can't serve Avodah Zarah. She said, Elokeich Elokei, that your God will be my God. So the Gemara learns from here, Hilchas Geirus, that when you are Megayah someone, you have to tell them the halachas that will be negated to them. I once had Israel doing Shemesh, I went to a Geirus of a bunch of people. It was a Geirus L'chumra, which means that they were probably Jewish already, but their lineage had some. We couldn't prove that their mother was really Jewish. They came from Ethiopia, but there wasn't good documentation. And there was a bacha who was now entering Shidduchim, and they wanted him to make sure he was a halachic Jew before he would enter the world of Shidduchim. So they made him a mekabel mitzvahs. So they said to him, you know, that the din of Trumas and Maestros in all the land. He says, yes, gam lech shechapela, he was like yeshiva shigai, because he learned yeshiva, so he knew everything. And then they said to him, you know, this is Reb Moshe Bamsdorfer, who's quite a character. He said, you know, there's a type of bird called a brekel bird. And this bird is not kosher. And the guy looked flabbergasted. He didn't know what was going on. Luckily, I knew what was going on. Basically, there was a huge controversy at the time in Israel about this new type of bird, which some poskim held was more lechatchil than other birds. And some said it was mamish treif gomor. And Moshe Bamsdorfer was punk on the team that was treif gomor. And he decided to make this ger be makabel, that the bird's not kosher. So I asked him, what's going on? It's a bit of a funny thing to do. You know, it's a big machlokas. He said, the Divrei Chaim, your Zayde, said to me, the Divrei Chaim made someone be makabel when he became Jewish, that machine matzahs are chomets gomor. And therefore, we have a precedent for this, that you can make something makabel mitzvahs, kafi, how you understand the mitzvahs, and therefore, that's what he did. Okay, so the Gemara learns from here that Hilchas Geirus, it's clear from the Gemara Yevamos that one, that Naomi and that Ruth and Orpah were not yet Jewish at the time when they married Machla and Kilian. That would be Medayit from the Targum, from the Psukim. Because otherwise, how could you learn Hilchas Geirus from them if they already were Jewish 10 years before? Elamai is Mefurish that when they married Machla and Kilian, they were not Jewish, and then they were coming to be Megayah. On that, Naomi tried to push her away. Naomi made them cover the mitzvahs. And then we see again that at the moment, all the proofs are stacking up that they were not Jewish yet. Let's continue our exploration. Said Naomi to Ruth and Orpah, I have another reason why there's no hope for you staying with me. You might as well pack her in and go. Why? He said, because I'm unable to have any more children anymore. Her option was, impossible your base. I'm not going to have any more children with which they can become potential husbands to you. Ask Rashi, explain to Rashi. And normally the halacha, that is an issa to marry your husband's brother. Unless you're doing the mitzvah of Yibam. Otherwise, it's a chorus of Eishes Ach. It's not allowed. The Torah was mafia for Yibam nowadays. We don't do Yibam, we do Chalitza. But the only hetter to marry your husband's brother is when it's Yibam. However, the Gemara Yevamos Mavua, there's something else called Eishes Ach Shalei Hoya Ba'ilomai, which means if someone's husband dies, and at the time the husband has no brothers, and afterwards the mother gives birth to another child, that is not included in the heter of Yibum, and therefore it will always stay Osa for you to marry such a brother-in-law. Says Rashi, that when Naomi said to her daughters-in-law, I'm not going to have any more children, it sounds like, had she had more children, they would have been able to marry them. Shaila is why? It would have been Eishes Ach, Shalei Hoya Ba'ilomai, which is always Osa, even in the time of the Gemara when you do Yibum, and the time of Rus when you did Yibum, it would still be Osa. Explains Rashi, no problem, because since when they got married to Machla and Kilion, they were Goyim, and therefore their Kedushin was not Chal. Therefore, it's not called the Eish Ashrei Belomai, because it wasn't really the halachic brother-in-law, because halachically they weren't married to Machla and Kilion. It's another raya that, again, everything's stacking up that when they got married, they were not Jewish. Okay, let's continue our travels.
The Yibum system was different
then. What did you say?
The Yibum system was different
then.
The Boyaz was also
different. Oh, Boyaz Kipshusa did Yibum. We're going to discuss that. That's going to be a riot the other way. That'll be part of the problems. We'll get there. Okay. State in Medrash Rabbah, in Ruth's Pei Beis, Vayitzel Lohem Noshim Moya Vyoist, the apostle that we were dying before, said in the first, Tony B'Shem Remeah, Loi Girum V'loi hit bilum oisom. They were not megaya their wives, and they did not make them go to the mikvah. It's another raya that they were not Jewish at the time. Okay.
The mashma of nesuin is mashma v'yisul lahem. Is mashma nesuin.
We have problems to deal with shortly. Okay. Next, there's a Gemara in Baba Basra in Hamoiches Asfina that Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph brings down the Gemara. Tonu Rabbanon. Ein yoytzin mi eretz tchut zoretz elohim kein omdu sosayim besela. There is an issa for someone to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to tchut zoretz unless the price of wheat doubles in price and therefore it's unaffordable to live in Israel. Be like the shekel going down in value and therefore you have to leave because you can't afford it. On that, on Reb Shimon, when is that? Only when you now are unable to pay for it. If you're still rich, however, you would still be mechuyev to stay in Eretz Yisrael. By the way, what is the issa of leaving Israel? Yeah, very nice, you're not supposed to. Why is that so? On that, there's Machlokes Rishonim. The Rashbam, how the Achronim explained the Rashbam, learns because you're being mafkia yourself from all the mitzvahs hatluyos baretz. Because when you're in Israel, you can trumas, maishas, lekesh, chabel, etc. And when you go to Afghanistan, you can't, and therefore you're supposed to stay in Israel and not go to Afghanistan. Maybe other reasons as well. But upon it, therefore you're not allowed to leave Israel. That's why I learned the Rashbam. On that, I had a particular kasha because the chiyuvim of Mitzvah Tzuris Baretz are toilet if you own the land. If you live in Eretz Yisrael and you have no land, you're not doing anything wrong by not being Makai and Trumas and Maestros because you can't. You're not negated to this mitzvah because you don't have the ichtim to do so. What the grace of Avera of leaving Eretz Yisrael, and it's not a mitzvah which is after the government, it's a mitzvah on the Cheftza, and therefore, who cares if you take yourself out of this mitzvah? There should be nothing wrong with that. On that, I saw the Brich Levorom explains that Enochanami, and we see the Gemara Menachos Ben Aleph says that when Hashem Kiviyachol gets angry, he gets angry at people who didn't wear tzitzis, even though there is no mitzvah be'etzem to wear tzitzis the whole time, i.e., if you don't have a beged of dal kamfos, there's no chiyuv to wear tzitzis, but you should try chaparayin mitzvahs and wear a beged of dal kamfos, and therefore Hashem gets angry at people who did not choose to take advantage of that. Says Brich Levorom, that kind of Shabbam, who are din? You don't have to live in Israel so that you can do mitzvahs baretz, but you're not supposed to take yourself out of an opportunity of being mekayem mitzvah, and that's not Rashbam. However, the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban Al Torah learns that the reason why you can't leave Eretz Yisrael is because it's quite a Zionistic Indian. The mitzvahs yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you won't be mekayem that mitzvah, and that's why you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Goes on the Gemara to say, V'chein ha'yirav Shimon ben Yochai Oimer. Elimelech, Machloin, Vekilion, Gedoyle Hador Hava. They were the Gedoyle Hador, or Panase Hador, and they were the buried stock of the door. Umibne Manenshu, why are they punished by getting killed? Bibne Sheyotsu Ne Eretz Lachutzaretz, because they left Eretz Yisrael and went to Chutzaretz. That is one shitter in the Gemara in Baba Basra, that Tzadi Aleph. Goes on the Gemara in Baba Basra, Tzadi Aleph on base. Ksiv Machloin Kilion, Ksiv Yoish Vesorif. There seems to be a contradiction to what the names were. Rav Shmuel, Chad Amar, Machlon and Kilion Shmuel. They were called Machlon and Kilion, but why were they elsewhere called Yoyosh and Sarif? Yoyosh, Shenis Yayishu Min HaGu'ula, because they were Mayayish, they despaired of the Gu'ula. Sarif, Shenis Chayis Shreifu L'Mokrim, and Sarif, because they were Mechuv Misa to Hashem. Another one says, no, they were called Yoyosh and Sarif, why are they called Machlon and Kilion? She'osu, they're called Machlon, She'osu Gufon Chulin, because they made their bodies into Chulin. What does that mean? The Rashbam explains what it means. They made their good bodies chulin because they left Eretz Yisrael and went to Chutzaretz, which is a Tommy land, and they, so to speak, made their bodies chulin by leaving the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael and going to Chutzaretz. Says the Maharsha Shah, Perish Rashbam, Chutzaretz, Eretz Meihi, Avol. If so, he asks, why did Machlon and Kilion? Also, their father did the same thing. So why is Gemara only honing in on Machlon and Kilion here? Ela Mai, says the Rashbam, what's going on? The Yoyis in the Farish, She'osu Gufon Chulin, B'marshe Nosu Lohem Noshim Moyav Yoyis. The reason why they made themselves Chulin, because they married non-Jewish ladies. Is again, the Shita of the Rashbam, of the Marsha, is in our Gemara, that the problem that they did was they married non-Jewish ladies. Is another Raya that he's learning, Rus and Orpah were not Jewish at the time of their marriage. Now, it begs the question really, how could it be Machlokes in the Gemara, what the punishment? Was it that they left Eretz Yisrael, which is not such a big issa, especially when there was a famine, and they, or they married Goyim? Whoa, If I had to choose one of these two, it's clear to me the biggest avera is marrying goyim. Yeah, we'll see soon. The Gemara says someone marries goyim, it's a disaster. The chayav korel something. It is not simple. Someone marries a goyim. Rak upon him. That's what we'll explain later. Maybe pshat, but that two miles from the Gemara above us. Let's move on. And so the Rambam also. The Rambam seems to not be busy with that he married goyim. He brings down Oselot says Me'eretz Chutzaretz in Malachi Perek Hey Alachotes, and he said he can't leave Eretz Chutzaretz, and even though it's Be'etz Mutter sometimes, Minas Chassidus is never to go, and Machlan and Kilian with Gedolei Hador, and because they left, they got punished. The Rambam clearly learns nothing to do with marrying goyim, and the Kasha is, I don't understand. There's a very clear Avera staring you in the face. Why does the Rambam miss out this Avera that they married goyim and picks on the fact they left them to Chas? There is a Zoya in the Medrash Rus. The Zoya brings down. Shor Reb Pados Lebre Shor Yosi Ishsech. Rus. When Rus was Megaya, why did she not choose a different name? Why did she keep her non-Jewish name, Ruth? Why she made a much more high name? No, Surah Malka. Why Ruth?
Sprinzer.
Mask. I don't know her Yiddish name those days. You have to know. Okay, fine. Amale, he said, Echonami, she had a different name. Scandal of the century. Ruth is not Dafka called Ruth. She had a different name. And when she married Machlon, she became called Ruth. Now, and it says, Musham also, from here we see that when she married Machlon, she was already Jewish, because he held that she had a different name, she changed it to Rus, and then she got married to Machlon. Oh my lord, you don't understand. How could it be? We learn Dine Gerus from what took place after Machlon's death. The Gemara of Amos Mem Zion says that we learn from here, he's telling the mitzvahs, and Kasha Olin Olin, Kasha, how can you say she already was Jewish? Oh my lord, you said back to him, very good, Taina. Chas v'sholom shenosa machloi v'higoyah. I'm not answering your Taina. You're saying it's so irrelevant. I'm not going to answer your question. Or b'chas v'sholom to say that machloi v'kilion, the G'dolei Hador, married goyah. But now, they haven't explained what's the way out. That we don't know. Or b'chas v'sholom to say as Allah. Okay.
What's the basis of the name? He
brings down what her goyish name was. Oh. He brings down later that if he that, her goyish name was Gillis. Okay, something I never knew. Rus used to be called Gillis. Gimel Yud Lam Yud. Okay. And it's changed Rus, that's what you're going to say. So, Akapon, let's just briefly go through what we've had so far on one team. We've had so far the Pasuk saying, Vayitzulahem Noshim Moyavios. Pasuk in Perik Allah Pasuk Dalla seems to sound like they were Moyavios. And the Targum said they were over on what Hashem wanted, and they married Goyim, and they got punished for doing so. Then we said that Normi said to Arpa, please go back to your home nation. We said, if they were ready, Gerim, Rachmon al-Islam, that Normi would be over the Isomasis of trying to tell her daughters-in-law to go off the Derech. How can be as Allah? If they're Jewish, they jolly well should stay Jewish. Why are they trying to encourage them to go off? Then we said the Targum, the Imam Yivamos Mem Zion learns out many Dine Gerus from what took place after Machlon and Kilion's death. This would be another clear indication that they were not yet Jewish and the Gerus only took place after they died. Then we said, Rashi says about Eishes Ach Shle Hoya Ba'ilomoy, what was Naomi's Hava Amina that had she had another son, Rus and Arpah could marry him, it would be an Issa Eishes Ach Shle Hoya Ba'ilomoy. And Rashi said, because there was no Eishes Ach, because there was no Kiddushin, because they were Goyim when they married Machlon. Another Raya that they were Goyim. Then we said, the Mefurish says, that the Marashah says that Janasa Gufal Chulin, he learned Pshat the Loki Rashbam, that the reason why they were punished was because they married non-Jewish people. So we have so far numerous riots, and we also have a Zoya Kodesh who says, Chas v'sholoim shenosa machloin goya, stira. So the Zoya says, Chas v'sholoim they married a goy, and we just had 10 riots that they were going. Let's move on. We have the Pasuk in Perek Dalet, it says, V'yirma boyas, now she's coming to marry boyas, and it says, Lahok, yeah, the whole story, he wanted to do Yibum basically, and he thought there was a closer Karev, he went to the closer Karev, he offered him the chance to marry her to do Yibum, he didn't want to. Boaz came along, Lahokim Shem Hames Al Nachlosoi, to continue the shame of his cousin Machlon and Kilion, and therefore he married her. And Rashi says, sorry, better right, the Ramban in the Bereshit period, Lamaches, when he talks about Yibum, and he says, the whole Yisoi, that Chachomim, Koid Matoira, knew that it would be a very big Te'eles for the dead person's wife to marry his brother, Lahokim Tokim Shem, to keep the line going, and then Zot Ramban, a whole nice piece. And the end, he says, "Vezehu inyan boyaz," and this was what boyaz did. Boyaz did halacha gibum. Now slow down. If boyaz did halacha gibum, there was a zicha kedushin between Machlon and Rus. Because otherwise, if he was only a goy, there'd be no yibum to marry your brother's goyish wife. Bad enough he sinned. Why should I sin as well? It's clear from the Ramban that there's something going on. So now, let's try and reconcile what we've got. I mean, it's quite a problem. But one mahalach I saw to answer everything, which let's work it through together, is that way. The Gemara in Ksubas Mishnah, Ksubas Gedalef, it says that there's a concept of a ger cotton. Yeah, and a gyores who became a ger cotton is her ksuba is that of a basula because she became Jewish under the age of three. Says the Gemara in Yudalef from the top, Omer Vuna, ger cotton matbilin oisay avdas bezdin. The concept of a ger cotton, which means a child who's not yet barabas mitzvah, and bezdin can be toivel them and they can become Jewish. Mike, my friend, what's going on here? There's chusulon, the zochin of Rav Avraham, there's chus for this ger cotton to become Jewish, and therefore bezdin can do it on their behalf, can make them Jewish. Okay, and then what I'll explain is that perhaps for an older person it's not zechus, because once they've already lived the life of Kairos, it's hard to buckle down, but for a cotton zechus is zechus to become Jewish. Omer Rav Yosef, higdilu yocholin nimchos. If, however, they become barabas mitzvah, they have a zechus to backtrack and to say, actually, I don't really want to be Jewish, and therefore, no problem, we let them leave the fold. Really, they should have to keep the Zionists on earth, and they can leave the fold. Okay, and that the Gemara says, if you have a case when they reach barabas mitzvah, and they didn't say anything, yeah, they were enjoying their celebration happily, and did not say, actually, I want to become non-Jewish, that's enough of a Kabbalah's mitzvah, and they're good to go. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. Zot Rashi there, that when you're Megai or Ger Cotton, they become Jewish. They're so Jewish that even if they touch non-Mavushal wine, the wine is kosher. Or Magoi B'yayin Kosher. Because their mom is Jewish, they're Eden. You manage to make this Goyish kid into a Yid. Not of us. They have a schus at Barabas Mitzvah age to change their mind. Okay. Fake Ritzvah, I don't understand. There's a din of Kabbalah's Or Mitzvahs. Yeah, we said you have to be Mekabal, that machine mounts the Chometz. And where do you do your Kabbalah's Or Mitzvahs if the Bezdin are chucking you in the mikvah when you're 2 years old? So Ritzvah, you're right. It's vice versa. It must be Kabbalah's Mitzvahs is not Le'ikuvah. It's not Ma'akav. Because the Ger Cotton doesn't have it. Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Samaches Mabeis disagrees. And he says that when a Ger Cotton grows up, when they don't make a Machar, that is their Kabbalah's Or Mitzvahs. And therefore, Zez Tosfos clearly that every Ger Cotton, when they grow up, Taka goes through some sort of mitzvahs, and that is when they don't make a Machar. Okay. Now, there is a Bach. The Bach says, why does Rashi say they're so Jewish that Yeno Yain Kosher? Just say they're so Jewish, they're Yidden. They can marry Yidden. They're fully fledged Yidden. Yeno Yain Kosher. Says the Bach, Rashi is Dafka. Rashi holds their wine is Yain Kosher, but they cannot get married. Why can't they get married? Because perhaps they're going to hit Bar Mitzvah, and Shulam Bayis will be a bit iffy. And you know what? Pack it in. We're going back to Afghanistan. We don't want to be Jewish anymore. And then the poor husband, the Mafreya, will be married to a Goita. And therefore, says the Bach in Yehudah, Simon Reish Samaches, near Jerusalem, Inim Magoi Hariger, Avaloi Lahasioi Isha Yisraelis, Tekivan Shim Higdil Yochel Limchois, Hu Nochri Lemafreya. Chiddush. Now, by the way, why is not Yai Nesach Lemafreya? On that, I want to propose it's not so schwer, because if at the time they had the Jewish Hashkofa, even like nowadays, it's not real Yai Nesach because the Goyim don't serve a Dezara, perhaps it's Toilon Lemetzius, and a 10-year-old kid who's acting Jewish at the time would not make Yai Nesach, even if Lemafreya they would be non-Jewish. Mash Enkein.
That's the Ike
Nakida here. No, not true. Nesach, the Ike Issa is not because of his chastness. Ike Issa is Yai Nesach, and Agar they threw in chastness. Chastness wouldn't make us Bahana. Bishulak was not us Bahana. But Yai Nesach, the Ike Issa is Yai Nesach. Harai, nowadays, the Ramah is making because of Gilbert Yeved that it's not us Bahana, but Bishdia is because of his chastness. So I'm going to say that's okay. It's exactly the good. Upon it, the Bach says it's also to marry Ger Cotton because maybe they will end up not being Jewish, and the Mafreya you marry the Goyt. Says Tosfos in Nozir. Everyone hold on to your seats. Says Tosfos in Nozir Chav Gimel on the base. Dermaskel Bas Bnoi Shel Egloin. Mashma Shoyisa Rus Ketana Shenis Gaira. Rus was a Ger Cotton. Rus became Jewish at the age of 2, and then that's what happened. Now, if that is true, I'm going to work through all the sources we handled till now and see what happens. Let's make a chesed together. Is Azoy. What did he say?
time that does mean she was 40 years old at this story.
Again, it's not going to answer everything. This is a proposed answer to many, many, many questions. So now, we asked the question, it's a bit funny, the Machlokes in the Gemara Baba Basra, was that Avera that they married Goyim, or that they went out of Etzua at the time of famine? So we asked, how could you Choylik? Why does Rambam say that Issa was that they went out, they married Goyim, Rachman al-Islam? And I said, no. Right now, they weren't Goyim, they married Eden. Navas, they're the shitter of the Bach. The Bach says you can't marry a Gerer Kotham because maybe they're my friend. So that perhaps was the Avera. That, you could say Rambam didn't hold of it, that could be Machlokes in the Gemara. They were not so much with it anymore. And now we understand that Itaka, when after the husbands died, we can still learn out Dine Geirus from what took place. Because that was the Kabbalah's Oil Mitzvahs. As already we said, that the Tosfos says, you still need the Kabbalah's Oil Mitzvahs, it's Ma'akov. So either cannot be Ma'akov, or you can tell them what's going on. Therefore, normally told them, you have Dine Yichud, you have Dine Tchod, you have Dine Avodah Zarah, because the Taka was still in the process of becoming Jewish. And therefore, we can now understand why we can learn Dine Geirus from them, even though they were Jewish before. Because they were like a funny type of Jewish. They were Mitzvah Vatolu the whole way through. We can also now understand how could Naomi tell Orpah, you pack it in, go back to your homeland? We ask, what do you mean? You're Macis. You're asking a Yid to go off the Derech. Rachman al-Islam. Now it's not true. Because here, they can go off the Derech. What's going to happen? Then Afreya, she wasn't Jewish. Gezin Tahai. Gay Gezin Tahai. We don't need you anymore. Because you're allowed to do so. You never were a Ger that would be over in Issa. Now also, the Zohar Kodosh said, Chas v'shalom shenosu goyim. He said, whoa, Chas v'shalom, we have 10 rides they married goyim. It's not true. Chas v'shalom shenosu goyim. The Machlon and Kilim were never married a goyim. They were Taka Jewish at the time. Navot, they were a Ger Kotun who had the time. Now, Naomi said, I have no more children. If I have more children, you could have married my son. If they were Jewish, how could they marry the son? And this is a bit of a correct. You have to say, if they want to marry the son, they have to Taka not become Jewish. They have to say, I'm being Moicha, I don't want to be Jewish. I'm afraid I've got no Kiddushin, I'm now good to go. Now I can go sort it out, marry her son, no problem, become Jewish again, whatever it is. I can undo my Kiddushin to Mafia. But now they didn't do so, how can Rabban say there's Yibam going on? A father's Yibam going on. Because Rus was not Moicha, Rus stayed Jewish, or Memela Boyaz was Taka being Mekayim Yibam on Rus. Because Rus was married to Machla and Lemafreya, and made a boyaz of Mekayim Yibam when he did so, because she was Taka Ger Lemafreya from when she got married. Shkoyach, everyone for listening, have a very good one. Bach. All the Bach. Because it's not probably allowed to marry a Zah Ger Kotum. But I just mitigated the Avera into Mach. What?
Not allowed to.
Bach called you shouldn't, because maybe Lemafreya. And Taka Orpah did. Orpah went off Taka.